In 2024, 40% of the people on the planet are going to be in a country that has an election. Elections are happening everywhere this year, and they could really shake things up, especially in the markets. Why? Because governments will be making big decisions about taxes and spending. So get ready for changes in the market, as investors will be reacting to these changes. Welcome back to the Crossroads of Tomorrow podcast, where we dive into the events shaping our future. I'm Jesse Meyer, and I'm your host. And today's episode, Change is Coming, is all about the whirlwind of elections taking place in 2024. Let's unpack this. First off, having so many elections in a single year is pretty unusual. It's like having all your favorite TV shows drop their season finales in the same week. Why does it matter? Well, each election is a chance for change. A moment where the people's voice can really make a difference. Picture this. In 2024, countries across the globe are heading to the polls, from the United States to parts of Europe, Asia, and beyond. Voters are making decisions that could pivot the direction of their nations. This hasn't happened quite like this before. Sure, there have been years with several significant elections, but 2024, it's like a global festival of democracy. Now, why hasn't this happened before? Elections are typically staggered. They're spread out over years based on individual country schedules, kind of like how birthdays are spread out throughout the year. But sometimes, just sometimes, the stars align and we get a year like 2024. So why should you, sitting there with your morning coffee or driving to work, care about this? Here's the deal. Elections are like dominoes in the grand scheme of things. One falls and then it starts like a chain reaction. Think about it. New leaders bring new policies. These policies can affect everything from the economy to environmental regulations. This means businesses might have to adapt to new rules, which can affect their profits and the prices you pay for things. And it's not just about money. Changes in one country can inspire changes in another. It's like a global game of follow the leader. If one country takes a bold step in climate policy, others might follow suit. Or if a major economy shifts its trade policies, it could ripple across borders, affecting what products are available and at what price. Plus, there's market volatility. The stock market can be jittery around elections, like a cat on a hot tin roof. Investors get nervous because they're not sure what's coming. This uncertainty can lead into big swings in the market, affecting investments, retirement funds, and even jobs. But here's the kicker. It's not just about the leaders we elect. It's about the message we send, a surge of voters, a shift in preferences. These speak volumes about what we, as global citizens, want for our future. Alright folks, let's dive into some of the big ticket elections happening in 2024. These are not just any elections, they're like the season finales of your favorite political drama series. Each one could bring a plot twist that changes the story in their country, and maybe even the world. First up, the United States. It's like the season finale everyone's talking about. Donald Trump, a name you all know, is making a comeback bid. He's no stranger to the spotlight and has gathered a significant following. If he wins, hold on to your hats because we might see a major shift in policies. Think about how changes in international relations, trade policies, and environmental regulations. This could mean new dynamics in the market, affecting everything from stock prices to your daily expenses. Now let's hop across the pond to Europe. Several European countries are also having elections, and these are crucial. Europe's been like a roller coaster lately, dealing with economic challenges, energy issues, and the drama with Brexit. New leaders in these countries could mean new directions in how they handle these challenges, which could affect things like the cost of energy and how business operate across borders. Now heading over to Asia, we've got some interesting developments there too. In countries like India and Indonesia, elections could bring changes in economic and foreign policies. These are big players on the global stage. Changes here can affect global markets, from tech to textiles. It's like when a major character in a show makes a surprising move. It affects all the other characters and storylines. But let's not forget about Latin America. Countries like Brazil are gearing up for elections too. Brazil is a key player in environmental policies, especially with the Amazon rainforest. Leadership changes here could have a big impact on global environmental efforts. It's like changing the gardener of a very important garden. It affects the health of the whole ecosystem. And in Africa, we're seeing a wave of elections too. Changes in leadership here can influence a range of issues from economic development to human rights. African countries are emerging markets with a lot of potential, so changes here can ripple out in ways that might surprise you, affecting global trade and investment. So you might be asking yourself, Jesse, I don't really know a lot about politics. What does this actually mean? Okay, let's break it down. Think of each election as a chef in a giant global kitchen. Each chef is cooking up policies and decisions that can change the taste of our daily lives. First up, jobs and the economy. When a leader comes into power, they often shake up economic policies. This can mean when new jobs are created or sometimes others are lost. It's like a game of musical chairs. You might find yourself in a better position, or you might have to hustle a bit more. Next, let's talk about health and education. These are like the bread and butter of our daily lives. New leaders can change funding or policies in these areas. Maybe you'll see better healthcare services, or perhaps your kids will experience changes in their schools. It's all part of the election ripple effect that I was talking about. Now, onto your wallet, taxes. They can go up, they can go down. New governments might tweak tax policies, affecting how much money you take home at the end of the day. And what about the environment? This is huge. If a leader is big on environmental protection, you might see more green spaces, cleaner air, or a better recycling program. It's about making our planet a nicer place to live for us and future generations. But wait, there's more. International relations. This might seem a bit distant, but it's super relevant. The relationships your country has with the rest of the world can affect everything from the price of your morning coffee you might be having right now to the peace and stability of your region. Here's a big one, personal freedom and rights. Elections can lead to changes in laws that affect your day-to-day life, like who you can marry, what you can say online, or how you're protected by the law. And let's not forget, all these changes can stir the pot in the stock market and the economy. This means the value of your savings or investments might dance around a little bit. It's like a financial roller coaster. So, dear listeners, as these elections roll out, remember, they're not just about politicians and campaigns. They're about how your everyday life might change. From your job to your pocketbook, from your health to your environment. So, as we watch this global parade of democracy in 2024, remember, your vote, your voice, matters. It's part of a larger chorus that's shaping the world we'll live in tomorrow. That's it for today's episode of Crossroads of Tomorrow. Tune in next time as we explore more fascinating facets of our ever-changing world. As always, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged.